all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Jenny had a dream. A dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
After a 10-day break, members of Congress are back on Capitol Hill working. Now there's a bunch of things they need to get accomplished. One of them is immigration and immigration reform. Congressman Steve Scalise, he's a Republican from Louisiana. He joined Fox News to talk about where things are regarding immigration and discuss the bill that he's in favor of and co-sponsored.
Well, I'm a co-sponsor of the Goodlatte-McCall bill and, in fact, have been working with the chairman to try to make sure we can get the votes. I whipped the bill just a week and a half ago, so we know where we need to go to get a lot of the votes that we don't have to pass the bill. So we're working on that hard. Obviously, a lot of other things going on, but that's one of the things front and center. Secure the border, end chain migration, end visa lottery, and then address and finally try to fix the DACA problem.
President Donald Trump has said he will attend Reverend Billy Graham's funeral this Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina. At CPAC, President Donald Trump paid his respects to the evangelical Christian leader who died last week at the age of 99 in his North Carolina home. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The California Democratic Party declined to offer an endorsement in the primary challenge faced by Senator Dianne Feinstein. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Delegates at the party's annual convention in San Diego voted in favor of State Senate leader Kevin DeLeon. The party announced delegates favored DeLeon 54% to 37%, leaving both candidates short of the 60% required to gain the party's endorsement for the 2018 race.
Kirk Cameron is possibly best known for his role in the 1980 series Growing Pains. The show celebrated marriage and family. Well, Cameron still is very passionate about that. Cameron has a new film coming out tomorrow called Connect. Now, it talks about all the dangers of technology and children. Cameron joined Fox News to talk about the main points of his movie, Connected.
And I think we as parents need to stay connected in rich, fully engaged relationships with our kids. That's the big message of Connect, giving parents real help, connecting with their kids, preparing them, and keeping them safe.
Cameron also talks about why he decided to do the movie Connected.
I started hearing stories and even the reports from the founding Facebook president saying God only knows what this is doing to our kids' brains. They don't want their own kids on their own platforms. And I saw the top of my kids' heads too much as they're looking at this, not talking to each other, texting people at the same table. And I thought, you know what? Surely this is something we need to pay real close attention to.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottle.
And here we are live in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off our hour of Hot and Hunted, and I have a special guest I'll be introducing in just a moment. But in the meantime, I know everyone wants the weather, so I'm going to figure that out for you. I could tell you by feel, and that is about 55 degrees. It's a little overcast. And everywhere I went this afternoon, there was nothing but traffic, hazmat, blinking lights. We got the whole deal. So this is what we're looking at for our forecast. Tonight we have a low of 28, so you're still going to need the blankets. I did retire my winter coat. I am done with winter. We are on to spring, and that is moving nicely into our forecast. Tomorrow we have sunny skies, and it's 56. So I'm thinking it might be a beach day. Tuesday night, we still have these cold temperatures, so if you're doing some wood burning and heating your house with wood, just remember about the carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure they're all up to date because you're going to need those for a few more days. Tuesday night's our last evening that we are below freezing. Wednesday, we have increasing clouds and a high of 56. And then we have some showers Wednesday night. Thursday, a little more rain. It's around 56. So Friday, let's see. Friday, we have rain and breezy temperatures with a high of 44. So if you live in an area with a water table issue with the rain, you may want to check your pumps, make sure everything is running. I want to give a shout out to my sister. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday to my sister, Diane. I know she is celebrating. And if you noticed, our intro song was something about tequila. So I hope she's having a great birthday somewhere warm. And we're going to do our break. And then we'll be back to introduce our guests. Stay with us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, and we're live in the studio here. So this is wrapping up our February show here. I don't know where this year is going, but it is certainly going quickly for sure. So I'm excited to have a guest with me here in the studio, and I am going to make sure his mic is live, and we're going to be able to kick off with some important information. We always think this time of year and the start of the year, we think about the changes in the season, and New Year's resolutions are always interesting because a lot of times people look for the new year in order to be able to make a change in their life. Now, I think we all should and can make changes every day, but a lot of times that's when people really sit down with their career goals, or so we think. We're going to test that theory with our guests, so I hope that you'll stay with us today as we explore all of the different personnel management functions that we have. I'm pleased to announce Dr. James Lynch is live in the studio, and he has a business right here in Hunterdon. We always like to highlight Hunterdon County businesses, and his company name is Regional Personnel. So Dr. Lynch will be able to talk to us about some of the services that are provided, and we're going to explore a little bit about career searches, and some of you know some of my backstory on that. So we're going to have a good hour here, but you know, I have to pay the bills. So we will be back in just one moment. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Bye. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're in the studio. We have Dr. James Lynch with us. As always, we start out with a quote. So today we're talking about career management, personnel, and we're going to do a quote from Helen Keller. And she said, "Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all." So with that quote, I'd like to introduce my guest who's in the studio. I love when I have company and not just call in company, but in-person company. So Dr. Lynch, thank you so much for joining me here.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. All right. So we know his mic's working, so I'm doing good here in the studio today. We have a low bar here, so we're right ready to rock and roll here. So I was excited to learn that your personnel company, Regional Personnel, was based right here in Hunterdon County. Where are you located?
We are located in Lebanon, New Jersey, just off of on 22, Route 22. It's been there for 20 years.
Oh, a 20-year business. Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's a very good milestone. And personnel, let's talk a little bit about your company. So you are an ASA-certified company, and with management and recruitment, personnel things. Do you also do human resources?
We work for human resources. We don't do the function itself, but we will place people in there in a variety of capacities. But we don't do that's a whole different business model. But we will support them by placing people in there. So we're just in the quote unquote headhunting business, whether it's temporary, temp to hire, or permanent.
Excellent. And there are different times that companies need to be able to have an outside search firm to be able to meet their needs. You know, of course, we have all different types of experiences, I'm sure, where there's a void. You have the unexpected and emergency type of sometimes not always pleasant, sometimes mm-hmm. pleasant. You know, you win the lottery and you're leaving tomorrow. We try to be optimistic over here. And tomorrow you're going to a small island for many, many years, and you need someone to come in, and you don't want to leave your corporation hanging. So I know those kind of searches go on.
Yeah, it's a variety of things. Sometimes it's the emergency. We need someone tomorrow. That's where the temp part of the business comes in. And then there's more long-term searches that may take anywhere from weeks to months. And those are typically permanent placements, and those are typically higher-level people. So it's the gambit. We get calls that we need someone tomorrow. We get calls that we need to figure this position out, and maybe it's not a position. Maybe it's not a search.
And that brings us to a question that's always interesting. There's so many different fields, and you really must have a variety of companies that you recruit for?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's two different focuses of the business. One is really pharmaceutical, only because that's where I had spent a good part of my early years. And the other side of the business is the temp to hire, and it's office staff, general staff, accounts payable, accounts receivable, and those are agnostic as far as industry goes. So it's good because if there's a downturn in the pharma industry, the other side, we're always looking at people. And a lot of times, quite honestly, it's fun because we work for companies that I get to learn a lot about their businesses because we interview the people and we try to learn what's not on the resume. So it doesn't matter the industry. We usually let the client figure out the hard skills and we figure out the soft skills. And you know what they say? I don't know if you know what they say.
I'm going to know
soon. You're going to know in a second. A lot of companies, they hire on the hard skills. You know, they look at the resume, everything that they did, wonderful degrees and certifications. But they end up firing on soft skills. They can't fit. They don't get in. They don't acclimate and adapt to the cultural fit, the cultural feel of the company. And a lot of times they end up letting people go because of that. And we try to focus on that, you know, the behavioral side of it.
That's really important, especially when there is a well-run company or organization, and it's because of the culture, because how you take care of your customers or your clients if it's the nonprofit world. Mm-hmm. So to have someone that can seamlessly fit into that culture and philosophy and be able to manage the staff around them is really critical.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, because a lot of times we try to speak with the company about their onboarding process, because a lot of times if you don't bring them in properly and you know, introduce them, if you will, to the whole way of things and how it works and the people, you know, if you don't really consciously take your time and bring people into the organization and give them time to breathe and to learn and all that, but give them all the resources that they need to come up to speed and be productive. And there's studies out there that show if you don't do the onboarding correct, well, first of all, if you don't get the right candidate, that's my peeve sometimes, right? But if you also, once this person, we release them to the client and they go in and they really just don't do a good job at onboarding. And that's everything, you know, from just getting them signed up for their health care, their 401k, getting them a laptop, getting them, you know, the badge to get in. That's common. But it's all the other stuff, you know, introducing them to the team, introducing them to the company at large. Let them know where the resources are. Let them know where the people are that they can rely on, if you will, for the first couple of weeks, because they're just trying to find their way around. So there's real studies out there that show if you don't do that right, the chances are this person will be disenfranchised early and start looking for another job quite soon thereafter.
And let's talk about the impact of that from a social worker perspective and the tension and stress that creates for the other employees when someone's not onboarded properly and they're not coming in and it's not a seamless transition. What does it do? It raises the anxiety of the entire company or organization, mm-hmm. which of course impacts productivity and mm-hmm. Skills to the customer, all of those things.
Yeah, it does. And the last thing that you want is to have someone come in after all the time and effort that was put into finding this person, sifting through it, interviewing them, offering the letter, you know, offering the job, and have them turn around and walk out in a month's time. So something's wrong. Something is wrong with the system. And sometimes you just don't get it right. That's okay. But 9 times out of 10, if you go back and do a postmortem on it and look at the diagnosis of why did this person turn around and go out the door, you can come up with a few top level, low hanging fruit things that would, you know, make the next hire much more likely to stick.
So how did you, I mean, you obviously have a very good sense of the soft skills along with the importance of the culture of onboarding. So how did you choose to go into this type of company?
That's another hour.
So I need another tequila song?
You can need coffee to stay awake on that one. I think I've been managing my career since, you know, I came out of pharma. I was in there for 25 years or so, and I had to manage my own career for a long period of time, or the entire time. And I think I just had an knack for managing and working with people and getting the best out of them, because when I, very early in my career, I had a technical degree, and then I went into the lab, and I realized there's a lot of smarter technical people out there, and I ended up running the lab because I was better at managing the people. And the company used to give me really hard people that didn't like to work. And they said, how did you do that? And I said, I just asked them what they wanted to do, and then I let them do it. And it was pretty easy formula, right? So I just had I had a knack for that, and I had to manage my own career. Then I just found out that I was, quote-unquote, kind of coaching people through what they should be doing. And I just I like helping companies, especially the small to mid-sized companies. They don't have an HR department, and they don't have an internal recruiter. And they really, you know, now you hear Indeed and ZipRecruiter, and they get 400 resumes. What do you do with that? So we take all that off. You know, we do all that for them, and we get down into the brass knuckles and say, you know, we try to learn what's not on the resume. And that's the soft stuff, you know, because sometimes it's people, you know, you don't want people picking up their family and moving across the country if you know they're going to be walking in front of a train. So, and the other thing, too, and this is maybe makes us a lot different, I think, is that we take we get closer to clients, but we get closer to the candidates. And that everything works out if you get close to the candidate and understand what they're coming from and understand what they're going to be going in to do and understand if they have the skill sets and understand if they have the motivation to go in and make the move. And then you hand over a really good employee. I say, we're not hand over. These are three people I would hire. So we get to that point, and it's a lot of work.
And so do you track your retention? Like, do you have, when you work with an employer, you know, do you have a retention rate that this person will stay in for so many months, or how do you manage that piece of it?
Well, part of it, there's a couple answers in that very varied question, is that we help them after they get in. We usually touch base with the new employee, making sure everything is good, making sure everything is going well, and see how it's going. And we do that within the first 2 weeks, because there's, you know, that's where the onboarding should have been taken hold and all that. And as far as retention, we don't always get it right, but our hit rate, I think, is probably higher than industry average as far as retention. So you try to get down to understanding if it's going to take, you want to know. If it's going off the rails, you want to know. And we try to get involved early on, even after they get there, to find out, Is it going okay? And sometimes it's just a matter of communication. We try not to get in the middle of anything. We usually coach someone to say, what's going on? What do you mean? Well, they didn't teach me this. They didn't say it was that. They didn't give me this. And I said, well, let's, you know, go find someone who's going to answer that question for you. Start having a dialogue with someone who can help. And we start getting them, coaching them through how to manage up, how to manage inside the company. And, you know, a lot of times it's just a matter of, it was a miscommunication.
I can see how complicated things can be when you're bringing someone in, or learning a new job and learning the culture. There's a lot of different degrees that can vary the success of the candidate. So that's good that you do some onboarding, coaching, and you're able to dialogue beyond the hire. And so I always wonder, with lawyers, you always have lawyers, they either represent companies or they represent people. So how does it work in your business with regional personnel?
That's a good question, because a lot of people say, well, you're being paid by the company, and that's true. But if it isn't a good fit and they don't stay, it's our fault in terms of not bringing the right candidate perhaps to the table and getting them on board and all that. So I just try to focus on the candidate. And I think that comes from probably 20 years of being recruited. And I think the worst story I ever had was one of the largest recruiters in the world flew me to Copenhagen in a snowstorm, flew me back home in a snowstorm, and they would never tell me what happened. And it's just, and I found over and over, recruiters, the big ones, the little ones, the boutiques, they don't want to tell you. You can go on an interview and they silence. You're not it. Then they won't pick up the phone. They won't. Where we turn around and call them and say, you know, you didn't get it. This is why we think you didn't get it. There might have been someone else who had this piece of a background or an experience or a skill set that just nudged you out. And I get thank yous. So if you submit five people, you have to tell four people they didn't get it. And every one of them thanks me, because no one ever have called them back. It's just a strange phenomenon.
And I think that's hard for companies today. You alluded to the social media masses for being able to submit your resume, and it's become such a faceless process that I think that having a boutique-type personnel company that can walk you through that takes away that anonymity and that piece where you don't feel that reflection from the company. You're just putting something in a portal along with 10,000 other companies and, you know, 100,000 other employees, and you're absent of all of that.
Mm-hmm. And I have to laugh, quite honestly, because everyone keeps saying artificial intelligence is going to take away headhunters and recruiters and all that. And I say, well, if it does, then we're going to have a lot of mismatches. Because, again, we look at the soft skills, and I don't think a computer is necessarily going to pick up on the soft skills. And people are so complex. Their lives are so complex. It takes a lot of boiling it all the way down to whether or not this person is going to fit. I mean, you want this person to be there and productive as soon as possible, and your client is happy, you're happy, and the candidate's happy.
And it is, as you say, it is so complicated for both the business side and the personal mm-hmm. side that you need someone who can oversee all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And minimize the conflict and the risks and make it smooth and successful.
I don't know if it's always smooth and successful, but we try.
Well, at least it doesn't sound like it's always a disaster. So that is always something here that we like to see. So we're going to do a little break here, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about a Hunterdon County-based business. We're going to find out about an upcoming workshop that is in Somerset County that's scheduled. And if you're a company, we're going to be able to help you find ways that you can manage your personnel a little bit more effectively and on a more personal level. Stay with us.
Give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good to stay. Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom.
Okay, we're back in the studio with regional personnel, and I wanted to mention I always like to promote Hunterdon County-based businesses, and we have one that's located right in Lebanon, but they don't just serve Hunterdon County clients. So I know we talked a little bit and touched upon the pharmaceutical industry, which has often had a foothold in Hunterdon and Somerset, but you are regional for a reason in your name, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, exactly.
And you serve all of New Jersey?
Yep, we serve all of New Jersey. And on a national level, we can do permanent placements, but we're licensed to do temporary staff here in New Jersey.
Excellent, excellent. So if you're listening, and, you know, we do have the podcast where we have certainly listeners outside of Hunterdon County. So just keep that in mind that it is a Hunterdon-based business, but it is regional for a reason because they do have a stretch of the state where they're covering services. And I wanted to mention that if you were following our shows, we do like to also talk about the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And Jim, I have it on authority that you graduated from the leadership program. Is that right?
I did. The most recent class, 2017.
Excellent. That is something that the Chamber, if you're looking for 20 19, you should start getting your resume in now because they do fill up in the leadership. And of course, there's an alumni arm to the Hunterdon County leadership. So I'm sure that you'll be involved in that and doing some work through that.
Absolutely.
Great, because that's a really important and growing part of the chamber. So I noticed that on Tuesday, March 6th, which is next Tuesday, if you're live in our studio here, we're on our last show in February, and today's the 26th because it's my sister's birthday, so I know that. And you are doing a presentation next Tuesday, March 6th, on the real cost of a bad hire. And this is at the Somerset County Business Partnership from 8:30 until 10. So I thought that the name of that, the real cost of a bad hire, I thought that was so appropriate because it is really true. There is real costs associated.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one correction, it's March 20th. We pushed it out till that. That's old. Sorry. Yeah, so, you know, it kind of came out of an analysis that I did looking at the costs and some things that I've read. And I think on average, it's cost the company about $14,000 to hire someone, have them come on board for 1 month, and have them turn around and leave. And I thought, let me do my own analysis. So I built a model, and it's based on all the activities internally, all the people who are involved internally, how many hours they put against looking at trying to find a candidate, a new employee. And then I put their salaries against it. So I have this model, and a lot of times when I'm on the phone with a client, and they're like, oh, you guys are too much money. I said, oh, did you ever have a bad hire? And like, oh, man, oh, God, yeah. And I said, oh, okay, tell me a little bit more about it. And they go off on it. And I said, well, you know, tell me something. How much was the salary of the person you were looking for? How much was the salary of the hiring manager? How much was the salary for the HR and two or three other people? And you put in there. And I just dropped one in this morning, and I think they were looking for someone that has an annual salary of $50,000. And it comes out that it really cost them in internal resources over the course of, like, 2 months, $10,000. And if it's wrong, you got to start all over again. And I wrote about it on my website, is that not even the money, it's the morale internally. And your outside reputation, because people, it gets around. If you can't hold on to employees, it does get around. There's all kinds of sites out there where you can do some homework on a company. And usually it's not flattering, but it gets around. I have people tell me they're not interested in going to that company because this, this, and this. I said, oh, I didn't even know that. Or, you know, whether it's true or not, I don't know.
That is a really good point. And I think that people start looking, internal people, someone new comes in and then they leave, or they're not onboarded properly. People get nervous, and it's their futures too. And so they will go and find another job, or they won't be recruiting people that they know to come on board that are really high quality people because they're concerned about the future and where what the direction is. And especially I think today when we have such visibility with our leadership and when you start to see that change or there's inconsistent messaging, I think people do get nervous. And if you're a public company, you have to worry about the stockholders and your customer base. And it is concerning when you don't really have the expertise in-house. Well, then why aren't you going outside? And I think that that's a really important point about the real cost of that. It's things you can't even measure, like your colleagues who, you know, are job searching all of a sudden, or you're losing some, you know, people that have been in the company for a long time.
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, there's a lot of effort that's diverted to recruiting from people who don't recruit internally. They're helping out. They'll be like on a interviewing group of people on a list that interview. And it takes time from out of their day as well. And all those people donated their time or volunteered their time to help another colleague find someone and all that. And it turns out if they don't stick around, no one's happy. No one's happy. The morale is down. And not only that, you just spent 2 weeks, 2 months typically on this search. And while the search is going on, someone's doing that job. So that team that was hopeful that they're going to fill it with someone still has to have the burden of, you know, taking over and managing whatever projects this person was to come in and do.
And so the real cost of the real cost of a bad hire, you're going to have to tell me the correct date. That is now on
March 20th.
March 20th.
Same time.
Okay, we'll get that information out. And if you can't make the March 20th one, and you're part of an association or a trade group, and you see that retention maybe is an issue or recruitment is an issue, I understand that you'd be able to come out and do this seminar for mm-hmm. other groups as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it is certainly something that impacts our visibility, our culture, and so many other things. So the real cost of a bad hire can be on March
20th.
Mm-hmm. Or you can contact Jim. And also, I'm sure, read the study that is what prompted you to start to do the presentations. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you probably have that online somewhere.
I do. I have a three-part series I wrote about it. There's three different aspects of a bad hire: the cost, the time, the money, the morale, and the reputation of the company. So it's all part one, two, and three. If you hit my website, you can read up all about it.
Excellent. I'll make sure I put those links on our Hot and Hunterdon page so people can look at that. And then I wanted to turn a little bit to talk about really your company a little bit more. So staffing solutions, we talked about that in the introduction. So you have certain companies that you work for, but do you also take resumes? How does that all work?
We typically work, we get engaged by the client. And then we turn our sights and we work on it with the candidates to get them the best that we can get. So typically we are approached by a company who is looking for a fill. They need a particular type of person, a profile. Either they're expanding or they need some new skills. And they'll ask us to get involved and even build the job description from the beginning, the very beginning. And then we go through our whole process because we do this every day. And we find different ways to interview for that particular job. Because we don't just ask a lot of generic questions. You start out with that just to make sure they're a good fit. But then you dig down into specific areas, perhaps, that's important to the client before you get down to whether or not you're going to move forward with them and present them. And at that point in time, we usually send out a letter to an email to the candidate, and we ask them to agree. And what it is an acknowledgement to represent, because it's our way of engaging the candidate so that they know their resume isn't going to go all over the place. It's just an email, and it says, I, candidate, will allow regional personnel to present my resume to X client. And it's just between myself and the candidate. And it goes through the salary they're looking for, just some top-level things to make sure we're on the same page. And then we present them to the client. We look for feedback. And sometimes if the client isn't looking at it the way we look at it, we'll get on the phone with a client and say, I know, we saw that, we see that, but we see this. And we talked to them and we heard this. And that's something that the client hadn't heard yet. So it's sometimes we can turn the client around if they don't really see on the resume when sometimes they turn it down, or we can get them to at least get to a point where they want to talk to them. And then we get out of the way. I always say we want to get out of the way and let the client and the candidate talk directly, because we don't want to be in the middle. And then we come back around, we help negotiate the employment agreement at the very end if the employee wants us to.
One of my questions about that certainly is about like the salary ranges and those kind of things. So do you help coach the, as you said, some of the companies that you work with, they don't have a human resource company or they don't have a large department dealing with personnel issues. So when you're recruiting maybe for the first time in a long time, and you maybe are putting a salary range based on, someone who's been in the position, which certainly changes the type of candidates you can bring in. Do you do some coaching on salary and those kind of things?
Yeah. In fact, we have analytics, and we can look at in the last 2 years, 2 months, how many people had the resume up for that and how many companies were looking for that exact same thing. It's a supply and demand. So we have access to databases that will show us exactly how many people had that title and how many companies are actually looking for that title right now. And a lot of times I can look at that and see that the supply and demand is off, and that's why it's a candidate's world right now, because there's so many companies that are looking for top talent, and there's a lack of people that are available in a commutable distance. They have to start looking out, and then you have to bring in take into account relocation costs and things like that. So yeah, we have analytics that show us exactly what the market is out there right now. If they come to us with a particular search, we turn around and we look at the database that we have access to, and we tell them that, you know, there's a lot of people, BMS, you know, all these companies that are around here are looking for the exact same person. So you have to pump up the salary or the benefits, or something has to be a lot more attractive, because you're under, you're beneath, and no one's going to look at you. Look at that job.
So at least if you're in a contract with you, you're able to manage those other forces that can be altered or varied in order to get the best possible candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk just for a moment about internal versus external. So do you also do searches that have internal qualified people inside? Or when you're hired, you're always doing external searches?
It's always the latter. It's always the external. Internally, they don't want to pay for us to do that. So, you know, we offer, but then we won't get paid.
Excellent. Very interesting. Now, we would like to also mention that you do have other people that work for you. You hit on some of the scientific pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
The analytics and all of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about your firm and what you get when you sign a contract?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, being a quote-unquote boutique, people say, what is that? And that's usually... we're not a franchise. You're looking at the owner. And what's nice about that is we customize, if we need to bend and shift to accommodate the needs of our clients. So being a boutique, we can do anything we want. And we dial it in, depends on what the needs are, what the market is right now. So what we do is, you know, we'll take in the job description. We'll engage the client. We will, many times, we'll go on site and go visit the client if they're a new client for us. And that gets to, and I wrote a lot about this on my website too, is the cultural fit. It was built on that years ago when it was first established. We get into establishing or getting a knowledge base on the culture within the company. And that's part of the analysis of whether or not this person's a good fit or not. So it's beyond what's on the resume to see if it's going to be a cultural fit. Because if you walk into, you know, five different companies in the same exact industry blocks away from each other, there's a different feel. There's a different fit. There's a different vibe to it. So we like to go on site when it's a new client and go get that sense. And we'll walk around and talk to some of the people that are in there and say, where's this person going to sit? And they'll be like, oh, over there. And we go, oh, okay. We just get a sense of the company. And that helps us build a lot of trust with the candidates as well, because we can speak from experience having walked the site. So I think what you get is just such a personal touch that we don't have a deep client base, but we go deep. You know, we work across probably just a handful of clients a year, but we get very involved and we ensure that it's a good fit. At the end of the day, you're only as good as your last placement.
Well, I'm sure that you have many happy clients. And I think that a lot of people really, when they do a search, an outside search with a company, and they go with regional personnel, I think that it's a commitment that they want the best for all their employees and mm-hmm. their company. You know, inside talent hasn't risen to the top. You know, they know that it's not an inside search. They know it's external. And they're able to provide a one-on-one relationship where it's not, everything is so cookie cutter. And mm-hmm. when you're talking about someone leading the organization, your employees or the people that have been good to you, you want someone that is going to be the right fit. And mm-hmm. there's so many variables on that. And sometimes with just an outside firm or, you know, they work in a different state, they don't know the intricacies of the company or the value of the company in the community. And therefore, they don't realize or recognize how important it is to have the right person.
Yeah, we say we advise and counsel our clients, because you're not going to get everything that's on the resume or on the job description necessarily. And what we hear over and over again is this is kind of the result of how deep research that we do on looking for the right candidates, is that many times clients will come to us after they've tried it on their own. or they had a bad experience with another group. And I hear all the time, really all the time, how did you find this guy? How did you find this person? And it starts right there where we spend a lot of time trying to find and what is it, tweak out, if you will, the passive candidates, people that might not be on the radar. And we find people that would be a really good fit. And I engage them in discussion, a candidate or a potential group of candidates. And I used to call pushing a rope. If they're not grabbing the rope to pull it and you're trying to talk them into this job, it's just not the right thing. They're not going to do it. But I think we pride ourselves on the amount of time and effort and focus that we put into searching. And it starts there, because if you have a really good search engine, a really good methodology for searching for candidates and find people that people don't find, they can't see these people, you start there and you start with the right person right off the bat, or a right group of people that are right off the bat. And I think that gives us an edge. You know, we get very involved, but it's the focus, I think, on the research, finding the right candidate.
It's probably why you have the right companies working with you, and hopefully we'll continue to work with you. We have to do a quick break here because we have to pay the bills, but we will be back to talk a little bit more about regional personnel and some of the things going on. Stay with us.
She said, I don't want to be a burden. It's not your problem. Maybe
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm feeling pretty confident sitting here with regional personnel, a Hunterdon-based firm, about the whole process that goes into being able to select the absolute best candidate for a position and all of the soft skills and thoughtful process that ensures that the onboarding is done and people are successful. Work for so many people is such a part of their lives. It's their everyday give and take, and it's so important to understand that for some people, their job is their life. That is not just where they spend most of their time, but it's certainly where they get the most of their success from. Mm-hmm. And so we always want to make sure that we are in a company that supports and inspires us, and that we, you know, that you bring the right talent to the right companies.
Yeah, that's the rewarding part. That's the rewarding part of all this is that, you know, it's a tough business. It really is. But it's extremely rewarding because you know, I think it was last summer, we helped someone who was on the verge of losing their home and found them a job. So it's very rewarding. You have a lot of this person's livelihood, life in your hands. And, you know, we take it very seriously, very seriously.
Well, I'm feeling pretty confident after speaking to you during this hour. And so I wanted to know just the nuts and bolts of things. So if I'm a company that really knows that I am not going to do what you're going to do to get me the right candidate, how would I be connected with you?
That's easy. You could call us, 908-534-8113, or you can take a look at us and get to know us through our website, and that's regionalpersonnel.com.
Oh, that sounds easy. And just like the rest of the process, I'm guessing that you make the hiring piece and signing the contract with the company easy and fluid process.
Yeah, and we try, because this is not typically, when we're dealing with family-owned businesses and smaller businesses, mid-sized businesses, hiring and staffing is just not something that they have a functional head internally working on this day in, day out in their company. So we step in for that period of time and find the best talent we can.
So for you, Jim, stepping out of the pharmaceutical industry and stepping into your own company and building services around what really you developed and identified as your best skills, how do you feel about your career?
Oh, boy. I hate when you turn it on me.
That's why I don't get paid here.
yeah, exactly. No, I feel great. I think a lot of hard knocks taught me how to be a better manager, and a lot of hard knocks taught me how to be a better recruiter. Really, it's I said it's, you know, we're atypical, I think, as far as the recruiting industry, because we work very hard on behalf of the candidate. And I think that's truly is rewarding. And now in this new life in owning the company, I've taken that philosophy, and everyone inside is really, really very in tune with that. And I have the greatest people working for me right now that really take to heart that these people's lives are in your hands. And everyone has the same philosophy that works for me. It's a wonderful group of people.
And I think that comes from being someone who has such success with placement, that you're able to identify what those qualities are and what's important to those people who have become your employers now, and they're representing you, and they're making sure that when they do placements that companies have continuity and leadership and support in the onboarding.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, too, it really turns out that we have 30 or 40 people deployed as temporary employees for us, and they are a reflection of us every day. They go, they're our employees, they're W-2 employees to us, and they go out to our clients, and we work day in and day out as temporary employees. And we take care of them tremendously, I think. And they go and speak our praises inside our clients. It's just easy. It's not, if you have it in your DNA, it's not hard.
Well, I think that is because you have it in your DNA, and it makes the process so much more successful when you know what you really have to hit upon,
mm-hmm.
not just to achieve the benchmarks, but further to be continued success and growth and individual achievement and company achievement and a cohesiveness to the group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're bringing someone in, people, you know, are seeing a new leader, and there has to be some stability and cohesiveness to that. And it looks like you really think about all of that when you're doing your placement and your recruiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you have to. Either you can't fake it. That's something that you have to do, and you have to have it to be successful in any business. It just doesn't have to even be in recruiting. Mm-hmm. But I think it comes from the top down. The philosophy has to be set, and the agenda has to be set. The vision has to be set. But I think having people run with you and behind you for any sort of a goal or achievement in mind for the company, it has to be felt by and walked the talk by the head of the company.
And I think that especially for industries or trades, when they see that they are not having a lot of luck with recruitment and retention, that is the time to bring you in to do a workshop to be able to look at a new way to recruit for continued success.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'll tell you one thing we didn't hit upon is the internal recruiting effort. And I could come in and talk them through how that needs to be very, very well oiled and very, very well executed. Once I give you the candidate, I put them in your hands to work through your internal vetting process. And many times the internal group do not necessarily execute. There's no plan, and there's no execute if there's no plan. And I think we can come in and help them understand what they need to do to interview these people and to vet them through and what they should be doing. There's different strategies to interviewing.
So it sounds like if anyone has any questions, they could certainly call you at 908-534-8113. Mm-hmm. And they can look at some more information on your website, if you don't mind giving us the regional personnel website again.
Yeah, it's www.regionalpersonnel.com.
Excellent. Well, it's been a great hour talking about regional personnel and some of the different services that a boutique, a lot of people want to know about that boutique. What does it mean? And it means that you get to shop for exactly what you need, and you can help them identify what those needs are if they're uncertain of it. So, Jim, thank you so much. Dr. James Lynch here in the studio with us at Hot and Hunterdon today, having a great discussion about employment, and we'll make sure that we get the correct date for March 20th.
Right.
On the Somerset Business Partnership, we'll be doing your seminar, which is also available if people want to host an event with the topics that you have. And, of course, you can go on and do plenty of reading about the different industry issues that are coming on and some of the strategies that you're able to present. So thank you, everyone, for staying with us in the studio. Thank you again, Dr. James Lynch, and we'll be back next week. Have a great week, everyone.
We can't take all these ups and downs, it's back. Oh, space is what we need, so I boxed up your things, put them on your porch. The nights they hurt like hell, I know just how you feel. But when I hear from you...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
And there's no bigger fan of the Second Amendment than me, and there's no bigger fan of the NRA. And these guys are great patriots. They're great people.
Comments from President Donald Trump as he addressed 40 governors from all across the United States. President Trump also addressed banning bump stocks.
By the way, bump stocks, we're writing that out. I'm writing that out myself. I don't care if Congress does it or not. I'm writing it out myself.
Some people believe Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel should resign. Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked if Israel should resign.
Sure, the president feels in terms of his employment that should be left up to local officials to make that determination. But he has been very clear in his public comments on how he feels about the situation specifically. But that's a decision that should be left up to local officials.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care coverage. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, President Donald Trump met with governors. Much of the discussion and topic discussed was school safety. One of President Trump's ideas that he floated out there last week, at least a couple different times, was to arm teachers. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi joined Fox News to talk about her thoughts regarding this idea by President Trump.
You know, I think it's the way that it's been presented, that every teacher's going to be handed a gun when they walk in the door. My whole family were teachers, and I wouldn't want them to carry a gun, nor would they. I think it would have to be very highly trained teachers, former military, former police. We have plenty of them in our schools, and people who have just an expert shooting ability.
And finally, after Jay-Z's brief interest, the Weinstein Company is set to declare bankruptcy. According to the Los Angeles Times, what's left of the company's board of directors announced Sunday night that talks to sell the company's assets had collapsed. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need